Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, July 22nd, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. Today I have two topics I want to talk about, and of course I asked Aaron Green to stay back to join me for these two conversations, because I think it's going to be important. I think it's important because Bahamians are interested in these two topics. Right? And I think there's some kind of either conspiracy theory with it or misinformation regarding it. And I said, let me hash it out because I want Bahamians who listen, the listening audience, to call in and give their opinion on these things, right? Only because it has implications on our society. Today, my two topics. One is going to be for the first half an hour, and the next one's going to be the last half an hour. So at about the 30-minute mark, you see that I switch all together in order to hash out the next topic, right? And I hope the listening audience be able to appreciate that when they see the 30-minute mark and we switch, you know you switch too. You don't call and say, talk about the other topic, right? So be able to hash out both topics at the same time. But let me quickly move. My first topic, I want to talk about Joe Biden, the president of the United States. I think he's called number 46. Is he 46th president of the United States? He has decided to not put himself forward to be for re-election.
He's dropped out of the election race.
Yes. And of course, there are a number of Bahamian talk. Bahamians love American politics. That's why they're always asking us to be a Republican. They say, oh, we want to be just like America. Bahamians love the United States and their politics. And in fact, some people say we should be the 51st nation, 51st state of the United States. What I call it, absolute rubbish, right? But I want to talk about the implications of that. I see that they are pushing forward endorsing. He has, the president, the 46th, has endorsed Pamela Harris.
Kamala. No, they say Kamala. Kamala Harris.
That don't sound like an African-American name.
Kamala, man.
Anyway, Kamala.
Kamala sounds more African.
You think so?
Than Kamala.
Okay, Kamala. Kamala Harris, and there are other names are being sorted about. They have a name like Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton.
Hold on. Pause.
You wouldn't hear the name?
I mean, I've heard the name Michelle Obama before, but I have not heard the name Michelle Obama or even Hillary Clinton
being offered.
Not by actual Americans, not by actual Democrats either.
No. And I want the listening audience to say, where do you think that Ms. Kamala Harris is going to get that nod, that bid, that approval by the Democratic Congress caucus? To say, yes, they're going to support her. She's going to be endorsed. And who do you think should be her running mate? Will it be a man? Can it be two women, or that's just too much? Can it be two black women, or that's just too much blackness in one place, right? I want to have that conversation. And what does this mean for the United States to have number 46, Joe Biden, to say, man, I stand aside for whatever reason it is, right? Should they have done that long time, right? They didn't see the handwriting on the wall. They didn't see the world groaning, right? Didn't hear the United States groaning that they took all of this to transpire for this decision. And it just seems so last minute, man, this decision to be made. But let's welcome Aaron Green. Thank you very much, Aaron.
Good morning.
I didn't give the second topic, eh?
No.
Let me try that real quickly. I already start talking too much, right? I want to talk about weed. I want to talk about marijuana. I want to talk and flesh it out on what has the bill is saying. One or two things I think that...
Now remember, before the bill, BC and AD, before the bill, it was marijuana and weed.
Yeah.
After the bill is cannabis. Because marijuana and weed are illegal.
Okay.
So cannabis is legal.
Okay, so cannabis. I want to talk about one or two of the aspects of the cannabis bill that I think that we glossed over or didn't appreciate in terms of what is necessary. Anyway, let's go back to Bill Biden.
Bill Clinton.
No, not Bill Clinton. Biden.
Because you talking old news about Hillary Clinton. We might as well go all the way back to Bill.
So you don't believe Hillary Clinton is going to get nominated or name is going to be called or be considered?
No.
Do you believe they're going to just go with Kamala Harris as the next nominee of the Democrat?
No. Okay. I don't think she's going to stand unchallenged.
So you believe that she's definitely going to be challenged?
Yeah, yeah.
And despite the endorsement by the current president to say, I support her, you believe that she's going to be challenged?
Yes.
Do you believe she's going to be challenged by women or she believes she's challenged by men? The old guard men, old men.
I think even if we see women challenging her, I think the weight of the party will be, the delegates will be split between Kamala, because I like African-American Kamala.
I thought she's Indian Kamala. I call her Indian Kamala.
She could be Indian Kamala.
Okay.
But I like Kamala. And another candidate, right? I don't think... I think that they will. There may be a number of faces in the race, but I think there'll only be two serious contenders, and we'll quickly see the others fall off.
Is it too late in the game?
For what?
For the Democrat. I mean, they already did it. But I mean, in terms of playing catch up with a Trump, is it too late in the game to say go through the nomination process, put out a candidate campaign? And push that candidate.
No, because whoever the candidate is, they're going to be campaigning on the very same things that Biden campaigned on. Now, what's interesting in this iteration that lead up to this election is we see more Bahamian-style politics coming out of the U.S. than ever before.
Explain that.
I've very rarely have I heard Biden talk about policy or talk substantively, like really flesh. Get into the flesh of policy ideas and initiatives. Biden and the Democrats have spent the vast majority of this time talking about Trump.
Trump is a hard point. It's a hard button. We are voting against Trump. That's not the campaign?
That is a juvenile, immature campaign, and certainly not befitting the country that paints itself as the leader of the free world, the leader of democracy in the world. I'm less disappointed that Trump is a candidate and more disappointed at the approach that the Democratic Party has taken to this election, which has just been, don't worry about what we're doing. Let's all be afraid of what Trump says he's going to do. And straight up, the most disappointing thing is watching Rachel Maddow's show devolve into a... We just can't vote for Trump. It don't matter what the Democrats are doing, you can't vote for Trump.
So you don't believe the anti-Trump campaign, because it's a campaign by itself, anti-Trump. You don't believe it's becoming of the Democrat Party?
It's not becoming of any political party, and it's the same thing we are denouncing in Bahamian politics when we continually say to our parties, we don't want to hear about what the last government did. We don't want to hear about what the opposition is saying. We want to hear about what you are actively doing, right? And so it's been disappointing to see that type of politics, that level of politics arise and take root in the American system.
It seems to me, I'm not sure if you've seen it, Bahamians love Trump. I did not believe it, but they're loud. There's a large portion, it could be a loud minority, you know, but there's a large population, loud, who say they are pro-Trump. And I'm trying to say, why is that happening? Why they feel, Bahamians feel so comfortable, right? Saying it loudly, right? And why, I know why we're involved, because we believe we're part of the 51st state, in quotes, of the United States. So we believe that we have a right to give our opinion. But... why are Bahamians so pro-Trump? What has Trump done to say, for Bahamians to say, man, I like him?
Well, first of all, Bahamians like personality politics, right? And that's what Trump is. That's what we like. That's what we have become accustomed to.
But we like Trump personality?
No. I didn't say we like Trump personality. We like personality politics. We've stopped demanding that politicians actually discuss ideas. In fact, my personal professional experience, what's most disappointing is when politicians or state actors come on the show and all they say is, well, my prime minister said.
That's this administration. They do that a lot.
Yeah. That's a personality. There's no interrogation of policy ideas, initiatives. There's no substantive discussion. We're just attracted to talking points, loud, vibrant rhetoric, right? Whether it's positive or negative. And the excitement of posturing. Hmm. That's all Trump has been. All Trump has been doing is posturing, right? And that's what we've become accustomed to.
I see the calls are coming in now. We'll allow the calls to come in. The numbers are 323-6232-325-431.
And a lot of texts.
Get the text ready too. 325-4259. Should Bohemians be concerned about Trump policies? I mean, he's conservative.
Okay, so
we are conservative as a people.
Here's the thing. Bohemians are rightly concerned about all and any American policy because American policy affects the Bahamas. So there's no denigrating or dissing there, right? It's important to stay in tune with what's going on in the United States because of geography and because of geopolitics, right? The proximity to the U.S. and then the politics that arises from that proximity. So that's not the thing. It is wise for us to keep in touch. What I think is happening is Bahamians who are desiring a more fundamental or conservative governance, right? Mm. But here's the thing. I think they misconstrue what it is Trump is prepared to do. He talks a lot of that talk, but he obviously doesn't live it. So like when the fundamentalist pastors a couple of years ago, they wrote the petition to Trump. I think it's like anti-trans and anti-gay rights issues. Mm-hmm. I am always stunned when fundamentalists and conservative religious leaders cling to Trump because Trump has proven himself not to be a decent man in those terms. Like, this is the man who said, grab them by the genitals, and I'm using that euphemism, right?
A lot of Bahamians laughed at that and used it as a speaking point.
Right.
I'll grab you by the genitals, they said.
And so I realize they don't see the disconnect mm-hmm. between their conservative and sort of fundamentalist Christian leanings and the person they're actually leaning to deliver them.
But back to my question, I come to you, caller, now. Bahamians seem to love Trump. The same nuances you're saying that is shocking, right? It's alarming, right? They are now citing this in their conversation. I'll grab you by the genitals. This is Bohemian. I'm going to call it decent Bohemians, Christian-minded Bohemians, using his antics as something to joke about. They're jovial, mm-hmm. and they're comfortable with it. If they had the chance to vote, despite the supposed or suggested scandals, they are prepared to support a Trump.
And so and we're coming to you right now, Colin, and like normally, you'd think that Bahamians would, if that language came from a Bahamian prime minister.
I mean, like when our prime minister stick up his middle finger?
Yeah.
Yeah, or, he lost election right after that.
Or when the Minister of National Security said that a 7-year-old can consent, even though the courts will not recognize said action as consent. We don't see the rejection of those individuals in those statements, right? And so I would have thought that Bahamians wouldn't tolerate that type of language from their own actors, but it appears we are.
Let's go to the cause. But we are crude people, and we're becoming cruder and cruder every day. We're crass. We're crass in our... Did you saw the PLP campaign for the convention?
You mean the video that started, and I will repeat, this is a quote from the video, Shane and Robin trying to pull train on the PLP. Is that, that's the crudeness and crassness you're speaking of, right?
This is us.
I think it emanates from... It's not us.
That's us.
No, it's not us. I think it...
You didn't laugh? So you just genteel.
I did not laugh.
Because you're genteel.
At all.
We laughed.
It is trickling down from the politics.
It's not seeping upwards?
No, we are not a crude people. It is politics that has made us crude and barbaric.
Yeah?
Yes.
I remember when one parliamentarian called a prime minister, he's a pussycat. Anyway, let's go to the caller there. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good morning, sir.
Listen, man. A couple of things. One, you get the leadership you deserve. You will always get the leadership you deserve. All right? And what is happening in the Bahamas, where you see the mirroring of what's happening with Trump in America, is that an uninformed electorate who takes all of their cues from social media and gossip and could care less about the real news. You ask any Bahamian what the Bahamian stock market's doing. They can't tell you. But you could ask them which sweetheart gone away with this minister last weekend. Everybody know. Mm. All right? And so that's the kind of thing you're looking at. The other thing is that why Trump appeals to some of our lower thinking persons is because he mirrors the same things that our politicians use every 5 years. The anti-black immigration. Because nobody cares how much white or Filipino people roll up in this country. Right? But you know, except when they have a place that they say you cannot come. Then everybody mad. Right? So he mirrors that. So hate your own. Hate our brothers and sisters who look like us. They mirror the same thing about the fact that if people are doing crime, it's because they aren't good people. Not because society has placed these people in scenarios where it's kill or be killed. They talk about, Trump talks about the same aspects of nostalgia. We're going to make it back like how it used to. All right? And a lot of people jump on that because used to for them is when I used to be able to do you in, and nobody can say nothing.
Before you go, Tex, I want to ask you a question.
So that's the thing that people like. And then Aaron is completely correct in the fact that we love personality. We love personality. Thinkers don't attract people to rallies and get people excited. And you saw this when Alfred Sayers ran for the leadership. All right. And everybody was just like, yeah, he's smart. Yeah, he's thoughtful.
But he's boring.
But he's boring.
Yeah, he's boring. Okay. But let me ask you this, caller, because we got to go to cross line. The question is, you say we get this government that we deserve. You think I deserve this type of punishment? That's you telling me?
Yes, CA. You especially, because I remember what you were saying on the radio before the last election. So you understand. You was my boy, but the fact of the matter is that we are left every 5 years trying to choose between two bad candidates for king. That's what they essentially become. And that's why the cabinet ministers and the MPs can tell you, but the prime minister said, nobody can speak for themselves in a kingdom. The king speaks and that's it. And that's how, and when you do speak, you get the Travis treatment or the Vaughn treatment, and they beat you back into submission.
Or the Russell treatment.
From one place right to the next, do the same thing.
I appreciate you, Bill. Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, my brother.
Yep. Let's run through these texts and go to the next caller.
All right.
Go
ahead. Nuri, like gods, people get the governments they deserve. That's why I govern myself. I try very much. Also, just two quick texts. Go through the text. Happy birthday to Mr. Neil Knowles.
Happy birthday.
Long Island man. And the name of the artist from the last hour, Conkin Mango Don't Grow on the Same Tree, is Valine Roll, a.k.a. Vividly Val. Next text, say, great show as usual. I'm 100% sure Hillary Clinton will not run for election. They will not go down that road again. Dear cable provider, can you please reinstate Fox News, because MSNBC is now proven to be liars just as much, seeing this election look like it's about to land on the right, so we are going to need that coverage. Another text, Nuri, she'll never get that nomination. Text also say, Green, take it easy on Jones. Trump is the man for the job. He allowed us into the USA during Dorian. Some of us never came back thanks to Trump. You happy they ain't come back? Or what? Bahamians like Trump because he says he will do all he can do for Americans, and in their minds, he does. When our politicians are all talk. Another text, Trump does what he says. To say he only has a personality is very misleading. I didn't say that at all. I didn't say he only has a personality.
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Before we go to the phone line.
Yeah, yeah. And then
would you support a Michelle Obama, say, man, I ain't willing to run? Or there's just too much Obamas? Just too much Obamas.
Okay, listen, here's my thing. If I were an American, maybe I'd support Michelle Obama. Mm-hmm. Looking as a pundit, though, right? I don't think that Michelle Obama is a good pick for the Democratic Party at this time.
Go ahead. Explain that.
Because this is not a post-race racial America, no matter how much they would like to convince us of such. The Democratic Party needs to hold on to as many votes as possible, and putting a black woman there at this time is not going to do it. Plus, Michelle Obama may already be so polarized, right, or so polarizing that it may be counterintuitive to run her, certainly as president, as a nominee for president. But I think going up against Trump at this time, putting a black woman candidate opposite to Trump is going to cause a lot of Democrats who would have voted for Biden, even though they didn't want to swing back to the Republican Party. Not necessarily, not to Trump, but to the Republican Party, and Trump is the nominee.
This doesn't bode well to our kind of blackish friend, Kamala Harris. Let's go to the caller, but let me read this text.
I mean, it's cool for Kamala.
But she kind of blackish. When you squint your eyes.
Kamala.
She's kind of blackish.
Very blackish. Kamala, she could be all right.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to the caller, but let me read this. Say, Trump is not good for the U.S. and the world. I preferred him over Hillary, but one term is more than sufficient for him. He is divisive and morally bankrupt. We got our conservative judges, and now it's time to break ties with this demigod-like personality. I don't generally support the Democrat Party policies, but Trump needs to be wiped out, and I'm praying that Kamala Harris will do it. Let's go to the caller there. Go ahead, caller.
They just got to know when. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good morning.
They got to know when to go. These leaders need to know when to go. They had all us around the world, especially some of us here in the Bahamas, who grew up knowing to have manners and respect for the older people. We was making joke on him. He had people laughing at him. And these people who were around him, who now saying that they understand the Democrats who are around him, they're a bunch of hypocrites because they're pretending like he was okay. And, you know, age and this body only, the body only could take so much. And he was there pretending. Get people being no manners, laughing at his... And all us hope to live to see his age, even if we go through dementia and Alzheimer's and all that, and people be laughing at him then because he's there pretending. It's Fox News. I listen to Fox News. I feel like Fox News, they may have their biasness, but they was one of the stations where was pointing out to us a long time. And him having his issues, like I said, we hope to live to see that long. But coming back home to the Bahamas, you listen to Dr. with a man in the Minister of Health. He's on the news Friday or Thursday saying the Prime Minister was in some pain for so long, for months. And for some of us who are familiar with him and know him over the years, the Prime Minister, we could tell he was going through something. He sounded like he was battling something or some pain. Everybody going through something. Mm.
And most of us have to go through it at PMH. I just want you to know that I can't garner any sympathy in this moment, because the rest of us have to go through it at PMH.
Let's run through these texts so we can transfer again.
Transition. Yes, sir. Very quickly. Nuri, Trump should have not been qualified to run. Take a look at the chaos and corruption under his leadership. Another text, I agree with Aaron. It baffles me that Christians align themselves with Trump, a man who is void of morals and principles.
All men have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Who am I to judge Trump?
Yeah, but what did you grab for stability when you was falling? Trump said, grab geniticals. Wayne Monroe said, tell them
to kiss.
He did say that, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it.
That's when he pat the bottom. He pat the bottom. Yeah, he did motions.
So this statement that I'm not going to read out loud followed with...
There was a pat. It was like I said, we like entertainment. I was entertained. I said, my God. Right? And then I voted him in.
I already paid for television services I can't watch freely. I don't need any extra entertainment. In my hour, I was so glad that I had a guest because I was inclined to focus on calling... for the resignation of the minister responsible for energy and transport after a
leave
weekend.
Leave that good woman alone.
After
man.
Weekend. I had to because I couldn't leave my house with any sense.
But let's stay focused. Let's go ahead.
According to the Guardian article. Okay. Sorry. Ironically, people believe they sound smart when they say they support Trump. The most uninformed candidate ever. Even worse than Dan Quayle. And who thought that would even be possible in 1,000 years? Inevitably, these supporters will say Trump is a genius. No, Trump is a sleazy con man set on using the power of the office to enrich himself. They are actually dazzled by his ability to be sleazy and get away with it. Another text says, according to the Guardian article, the Tony Blair Institute started in 2016 with the aim of combating, quote, frightening authoritarian populism, close quotes. Apparently, our government has partnered with the Tony Blair Institute for help with the scourge of, quote, frightening authoritarian populism, close quotes. All I have to say to that is one leader. I just wanted to know if this was the same Tony Blair that got swung by SPF and FTX with the same Bill Clinton, whose wife y'all suggested should run.
I don't pay attention
run.
At all. We like foreign, though. That's why we are consulting with Scotland Yard via Zoom to solve this corruption case.
Great show as usual. There's another text. Great show as usual. Hold on. The PM gone to the USA to the hospital. If you don't trust PMH, why should I?
If you have the money, go abroad too.
And it says, great show as usual. Biden is almost 125 years of age, which y'all thought would have happened. Another text, you expect Christians to vote Democrat, i.e. abortion and everything they don't stand for? That's a ridiculous premise. I do not expect them to vote for a man who said, grab them by the genitals. I would expect them to spoil their ballot. See, you have an option. Don't come to me about, I'm a good Christian person and I can't vote for abortion. You could also spoil your ballot. That's what you could do.
Americans don't spoil ballots. They stay home.
Trump is not a good card to play. He still has court cases to answer. Only in America this happens. Hold on. So only in America? You mean in West Grand Bahama? West End?
You mean the Prime Minister of Abaco?
No, not that one. That one.
Or are you talking about the mayor of...
I don't mean Cornish and Sunday.
Or are you talking the mayor of Long Island?
No, not that one either. I'm talking about... You caused me forget, man. I'm talking about the gentleman who ran in the by-election and declared that he had no bank account.
And we still vote him in.
But he had $200,000 in securities, which you cannot purchase without having a bank account.
See, but we like things like that. The lines are blinking, man. Aaron. Let's go to the callers and then...
Let me transition.
Go ahead, Corey. Can you hear me?
Good morning. You know, currently the U.S. government deports individuals here without us having any ability to say no.
Yes, currently.
And Trump is planning on deporting 1.7 million if he is elected.
Not here, though. Not here, though.
Once they say this was the way they're from, they don't need to show no passport. And they can say they won't come here instead of going to Haiti or going to Jamaica or going wherever. And he will oblige, okay, real quickly. That's what's going to happen if you put that thing in, all right?
But let's be very careful with the language that we're using. Mm-hmm. If we are going to call him a thing, then let's not act like him and be dehumanizing language. Yeah, man.
Thank you. So, Aaron, but real quickly, because I'm not going to be able to call back. I understand that this cannabis, it could be used for pain. Do you know if it's going to help with sciatic nerve pain?
It should do. That's sort of like a chronic pain issue. It could do.
So this would be a perfect time for our prime minister to really prove that the bill is an effective bill.
He needs to smoke some weed.
Listen, no. Cannabis. Weed is illegal. Don't tell my prime minister to smoke.
Can you smoke cannabis?
Yes, you can.
I thought you smoked. Yeah,
I mean, not me. I can't. But I'm saying
since he pushed the bill, he should now try it.
Yeah.
So on the list, we have...
Thanks very much, Carl.
Chemotherapy-induced nausea and vomiting, chronic pain, it may fit there, multiple sclerosis, HIV and AIDS, severe intractable epilepsy, damage to the nervous tissue of the spinal cord. See, that is it there, because sciatic is about damage to the sciatic nerve.
So more likely he could take some cannabis.
What he will do is he will be a good prime minister, and he will not use that option until he ensures that every Bahamian has equal and equitable access to it. I mean, he can't be taking advantage of things for Bahamians like tourists can.
Okay, finish reading the list.
Sorry. We could transition. Glaucoma, sickle cell, anemia, anxiety, sleep disorders, chronic pain, Alzheimer's disease, Crohn's disease, hepatitis B, Dravet syndrome, depression, ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, rheumatoid arthritis and other autoimmune inflammatory disorders, autism, post-traumatic stress disorder.
I wonder if we have a lot of children who have autism. I wonder if it'll be appropriate to give a child cannabis. That's what you're worried to use?
I have an article, if we have the time. We go to the phone line.
Let's go to the phone lines because we need to hash the thing out, man. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Thank you.
Could either one of you tell me if the U.S. Constitution allows for a convicted felon to become president? Could anybody answer that for me?
I do not know, but that's an American problem. And if they allow it...
But you're speaking about the president of the United States of America on the show, right?
And what I'm trying to say is some of the most brightest and smartest individuals are watching what is happening. They do these constitutional challenges all the time. Mm-hmm. And if they are allowing it with their bright minds...
I'm asking you the question, though. I'm not concerned about them because you were the one that brought up the topic on the show. Not you personally, but I mean between you and Aaron Green. So I'm asking if you guys know if a convicted felon could be the president of the United States of America.
And I do not know. But my response to that is, those people who do know are watching what's happening. And they do know for sure. They have all the documents and whatever, they're ready. And they're watching what's happening.
All right, the same thing back here in the Bahamas. Could someone that has been found guilty before the courts and asked to pay someone their funding back and doesn't pay, could they become a prime minister of the Bahamas?
Technically, they should not be able to become a prime minister of the Bahamas.
All right, thank you then. You guys have a nice day.
Yeah, but before you... I just wanted to respond. Here's what we do know. We know that there have been legal challenges. Mm-hmm. Right? We know that legal challenges. One of the things that's been determined is that I think is it SCOTUS, the Supreme Court ruled that the president have a vast immunity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it is possible that a felon can't become president. But the question is, will they allow a former president or a sitting president to be prosecuted? Right, and I think what they ruled is that the Trump is immune for a lot of the charges they wanted to bring against him. I think that they ruled that not specifically to the charges, but that there's a broad category of offenses that he cannot be prosecuted for.
But Aaron, didn't Trump was convicted of 35 or 36 counts? You're talking about some other charges. I'm speaking about the ones that he was convicted of. That's what I'm speaking about. That's something totally different, you know, Aaron.
I think he put out an appeal, and that's what the appellate court...
Well, if it's on appeal, he shouldn't be allowed to run as president of the United States of America until the appeal is completed.
I hear you. Yet he is doing it all the
same. I think that you answering the question that you haven't asked out loud, you know.
Yeah, you're right, Nuri. Right, Nuri.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. This is my questions about the weed.
About the cannabis.
The cannabis. And forgive me. I grew up with something which is smoke called weed, and then this cannabis word is foreign to me. Right?
Just once you don't start saying dope.
No, I ain't going to say dope. Dope is that's 1980s.
Dope is dopamine.
Yeah, but that's
1980s. It's a chemical.
Anyway, cannabis. The recent act is saying that Rastafarians can have use cannabis for their sacrament.
Right.
However, the Rastafarian camp church cannot grow it. Right? They cannot grow it and they cannot sell it. How will they get their cannabis? And from whom will they get their cannabis from? Since they can't grow their own weed, cannabis, and they can't sell whatever they... No one can sell it to them. I'm concerned.
But somebody has to sell it to them.
But who? Could be selling it.
But that is the question. How will an individual or an organization with a religious use exemption or a religious use license access the substance?
And no Rasta asked that question.
Well, we haven't heard documentation of the question being asked.
We see them
in
with
a public forum.
We see them in pictures taking pictures with parliamentarians, and I'm trying to say, how are you going and see I can say the weed word. How are you going to get your weed?
Are you going to access the cannabis that you are permitted to consume with your religious use license?
In Jamaica, with their act, their bill they passed, right? The the person who's smoking weed for cannabis, sorry, forgive me, Aaron, for recreational purposes, can grow two or have two plants.
Is it only two?
Only two plants.
In Jamaica?
In Jamaica. We can have no plant. You come, please come to your house and you have a plant, you get locked up. Or you get fined, whatever the fine is.
Mm-hmm.
Or it gets confiscated. You can't grow no
cannabis.
Right? And I'm trying to say, who is helping tailor this bill?
I don't know. I mean, we've seen actors in the public domain speaking to their engagement with the process, with the consultation process, like, hey, we are this advocacy group, da 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 da. But I'm not quite sure. I've been concerned about the entire process from the moment that it was announced that the Cannabis Committee released a preliminary report. Like, well, you know, the preliminary is like the report before the final draft that they're going to release.
Yeah.
And then they never actually released the final draft. From then, I knew that this is not going to be what it's supposed to be.
It's like the promised expense report for the 50th
Independence celebration.
You can never see it.
I mean, we can see it.
When you can see it. That's what I thought. That's exactly what I thought. Then there's a price to get access to your cannabis. Apparently, the Rastafarian camp has a price that they got to pay yearly.
And all organizations, there's an organizational license, a yearly license.
You need to explain what organization means, because only sound Rastafarian could get, or is the only organization.
See, now,
this is a
whole nother question that we haven't even touched on, right? Before the tabling of the bill, there was a constitutional challenge, and I think a group of Rastafarians brought to the table whether Rastafarians had a constitutional right to consume cannabis as a sacrament, as a part of the compendium of rights that constitute freedom of and from religion. I think the courts ruled that no, Rastafarians do not have a constitutional right to consume cannabis as a sacrament.
No.
Now, here's my thing. How can you tell anybody they don't have a right to consume cannabis as a sacrament? If I say that's a part of my religious practice, that's a part of my religious practice. And I live in the Bahamas that guarantees me freedom of association, freedom of conscience, and freedom of expression.
It's expression, not a religion.
These three things constitute freedom of and from religion, man. I could meet with whoever I want to meet. I could believe what I want to believe, and I could express what I believe how I want to express it with the limitations that are given within the Constitution.
Does the Constitution, and it goes to call up, does the Constitution give you freedom of spirituality or freedom of religion?
It gives you freedom of expression, association, and conscience.
Okay.
And then you are protected from, right, the categories that are protected, like greed and conscience, right? And so these things constitute a freedom of and a freedom from religion. But here's my thing. How can you tell anybody that it is not a valid, that their consumption of cannabis as a part of their religious practice or sacrament is not a valid practice?
I say if it's religious, you need to be associated with a religion. And if you can't say what a religion is, you can't smoke no weed. Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, good morning, Ms. Green. Good morning, Mr. Nui.
Morning.
Yeah, you know, there's many inadequacies, like Dr. Dowell has admitted, right? But one of the things I find quite disturbing is you said you decriminalize it, but yet still you want to fine people for 30 grams or under. I thought it should have been 30 grams and over. So it's just a financial tool. I'd like for you and CNOE to do some investigation here with what is the license fee and all of these different things, because, you know, Smith's need, the pharmacist needs to come on more often, because I like what he's saying as far as education, and co-oping together, and we need real discussions into seed the in our selling the seeds. Okay, we need a discussion on that, because you would be able to supply seeds and seedlings also. All right, the seedlings would be plants that are a few weeks old, and then to keep up the demand for it, but. In other words, they're telling me and you that we can get high, but don't partake in this. We also want to discuss the oil and its effects. But as far as the Rastas having the rights to for their sacrament, I agree. But they seem as if they still, this is a monopoly in any which event. So, but what I'm looking at is not just the rosters. I like what CNU was saying, like in Jamaica, they allow to go a certain amount of plants. So without this particular model that CA was talking about, like in Jamaica, it shows the desire to monopolize this plant. And so in the Bible, they spoke about the mandrake from the mandragora plant or whatever it is. And so smoking and inhaling substances by indigenous people is nothing new. Diet, injection, and injunctions are far more harmful than smoking because people like Sparky is a perfect example. He's 71. He's been smoking cigarettes. I would never disclose how long I smoke in, but what I'm saying is you have people living now today that you can actually do studies from and derive data from that Mr. Smith was talking about, where he's just running all these fear-mongering from people like Andrew calling and giving out all type of incorrect information, all right? And the endocannabinoid system and all of these studies, I see they link it with a lot of therapeutics for a lot of different things. But what I'm saying is sciatica is a contributing factor for sciatica would be sitting down for prolonged periods of time, obesity, wearing improper balance with shoes, sitting down with stuff in your back pocket. There's a lot of stress. There's a lot of contributing factors. You see what I'm saying? But I just wanted to make a quick comment with Kamala Harris, if you don't mind.
Quickly.
Yeah. Firstly, I agree with reproductive rights, right, Aaron?
Yes.
But as it relates to conservatism and all of that, what I'm saying is her geopolitical ventures throughout the world, many people don't like her agendas for that. And she seems self-absorbed and power-hungry. And so just the fact that you want to be the first woman president of the U.S., right? That's a selfish agenda. I'm looking at your legacy and your agendas and your impositions. And the fact that this is a joke here, she's always smiling and there's no joke. So I'm afraid of her. And I notice on the media, they have people passing belligerent remarks towards Trump. Like they're condoning insidiously violence against Trump. It's over and over on the radio. She made a joke when Aaron DeGeneres asked her, what would she do if she was on the elevator with Trump and Biden or something. She said, there's one of us to come up out alive, even though it was a joke. But these are things that really meant because all over you're seeing it. So it's nasty. Bless her.
Thank you very much. Aaron, before we go to the next caller, how much is it for the fee for a individual person to get access to weed? I mean, my cannabis.
All right. I have it in my notes right here. So go look at the document that you have in front of you. But I know that the yearly fee. Okay, here we go. The initial cost of a religious use license is $1,000.
That's for organization?
No, for either person. For okay. Organization or individual. The initial cost of a religious use license is $1,000. And the non-refundable annual fee is $1,000 for organizations and $500 for individuals.
So if you are a Rastafarian and you want to have access to your cannabis, you got to pay the initial fee of $1,000.
Right.
Then every year subsequent, you got to pay $500 to get access to your sacrament.
Absolutely. And then you probably have to purchase it. You won't get it for free. So it's not like you're paying $500 and every time you go to the dispensary, they give you a handful, you know, sufficient for your once a week sacrament. You still have to purchase it.
You're dying back for something.
And then we're
going to take a quick break and then we come back to the call. So I see you call us and then have Aaron continue. Okay? Guided Radio AM with CA Nuri. We will be right back.
Every business is likely to encounter challenges when managing its workforce. Don't let human resources and payroll management be two of them. At TriBlock HR, our customer software easily keeps track of all employee salaries, leave pay, bonuses, gratuities, and all other payroll needs. Our HR management software is easy to operate and there's no staff complement too big or small. Allow your business to thrive using TriBlock HR. Contact us at 812-2195 or visit our website, triblockhr.com. TriBlock HR, effective HR and payroll software for all.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Parents, it's that sweet time of year again.
The kids are going back to school.
So pick up your copy of the Nassau Guardian's Back to School Supplement, because
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Put your students in the latest styles at the lowest prices, because summer break is almost over and our Back to School Supplement is filled with brand name back to school supplies at discounted prices, store locations, hours, and contact details.
It's the happiest season.
Advertisers, call the Nassau Guardian today at 302-2300 or call your account executive to get in on the 2-for-1 insertion deal. If it's uniforms, shoes, books, backpacks, calculators, art supplies, laptops, tablets, or whatever is on your back-to-school supply list, your ad should be in the Nassau Guardian's back-to-school supplement.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Guardian Media Group has your ticket to Paris.
On your marks, get set.
Join the Guardian Media Group, Star 106 Hits, Guardian Radio 96.9, and Hot 91 FM, and follow Team Bahamas from Paradise to Paris. Live comprehensive updates on Team Bahamas every day during the 2024 Summer Olympics. We are your ticket to Paris. Nassau Guardian Sports Editor Sheldon Longley will be trackside, bringing you closest to our athletes in their quest for gold. From Paradise to Paris. The 2024 Summer Olympics, live updates, brought to you by gold sponsors, the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism, Jimmy Wines and Spirits, distributors of Refreshing Sands Beer, silver sponsor Executive Motors, and the bronze sponsors Hertz Rent-A-Car, Nagico Insurance, Bay Street Garage, Nassau Motors, your Chevy and Honda dealers, and New Life Natural. Let the games begin.
That was a fantastic last leg by Ramon Miller of the Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. I see the call lines quickly, so let me go quickly to the call for the 30 seconds. Go ahead, caller. You have your 30 seconds.
Hey, with this meeting, it seems like everyone, like with the number boys them, the number man them, they made them legitimate businessman, make their business legitimate, right? And everyone who wanted to gamble is gambling. It looks like now the majority of people who smoking the weed could be discriminated. Either you got to go lie to get a card or something from the doctor to say UNT or whatever. And the people who start, they're risking their freedom selling the marijuana. The addicted folks who love the marijuana so much, they ain't getting put in the front of the table to be able to run the business like how they did it with the web shop boys. Tell me something, when the police arrest you or come and approach you and find you with less than 28 grams, they still making you pay the money, and if you pay the money, they're giving you back the dope or they keeping the weed. Like, hang up and listen.
They're going to keep it. They've confiscated it. They've seized it because you're not allowed to have it. You're not allowed to have it. Recreational cannabis has not been legalized. You're just not allowed to have it. You would pay $250 and your record could be expunged. So many people talking about the dangers of Trump but still don't see the mess Biden did. Watch Professor John Mayer Shimer of the University of Chicago's lecture called Why the West is Wrong on Ukraine. That was done about 8 years ago. People who love to talk but have very little facts to back up what they're saying. Yes, he could serve from jail. Good morning, you're in Erin, Bahamas. What's up with the gentleman talking about Bahamians do not check for the stock market? It's funny that most convicts can't vote in the states barring special circumstances, but there's no law stopping them from running for office.
Yes or no answer, Erin. Can children be able to smoke weed legally?
They cannot smoke weed legally, but if you check out the article, Dr. Darville, special exceptions can be made for medical marijuana use for children. 15th of July, Nassau Guardian will give you some more insight into the government's position.
We'll follow up on this topic again. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.